A scalar field is a function that assigns a value of a physical quantity to every position within the range of the field. The potential associated with the electric field is an example of a scalar field. A vector field is a function that assigns a value and direction of a physical quantity to every position within the range of the field. Examples include the gravitational field, magnetic fields, and the velocity field of a moving fluid. Gravity is an attractive force acting between all matter. This force acts everywhere in the universe. Gravitational force only depends on the mass of the two objects and the distance between them. The gravitational force is equal to the gravitational constant multiplied by the first mass multiplied by second mass, all divided by the distance between the masses squared. Gravitational force acts along the line joining the two centers of the objects. The magnitude of the force acting on both objects is the same. This is consistent with Newton's third law. The gravitational field lines around a point mass radial. The field lines all point towards the mass because gravitational forces are attractive. The lines indicate the direction of the gravitational force on another point mass, placed near to the first. The gravitational field lines around a spherical mass all point towards the center of the sphere. Close to the surface of the planet and over a small distance, the field lines seem to be equally spaced and parallel. This is why, in our everyday experience, we think that the Earth's gravitational field is uniform. The gravitational field strength, G, is the same as the acceleration due to gravity. It is defined by the relationship G equals the force of gravity felt by an object divided by its mass.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!